Good morning. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Abbotsford Anglican's family Christmas celebration. It's wonderful to have you here with us this morning so we can come together as a community to sing and celebrate the joy and wonder of Christmas. My name's David and this is Karen, and we'll be your hosts for this morning, leading us through our time together. Today we're going to sing some of our favourite and well-loved Christmas carols, and you'll be able to follow along with the words on the screen. Some songs we will sing seated and for others we'll stand up, and we'll let you know as we come to each one. If you have young children with us, please just relax and don't worry about any of the noise. We're delighted to have everyone here today, so don't be shy, sing up, relax and enjoy yourselves.
As we sing along, we are also going to see and hear the story of Christmas unfold before our very eyes. And we can imagine for ourselves how it was for the shepherds and the angels, the townspeople and the wise men, and for Mary and Joseph as they make their way to Bethlehem for the birth of their baby. Remember, this is not a fairy tale. This is a true story of real people in a real place and time. This is God entering human history.
So let's consider afresh the amazing message of Christmas, that Jesus, God and King, left all the glory of heaven to come to our world as a tiny baby to be our saviour. For generations before Jesus was born, prophets had been foretelling the coming of someone very special, a Messiah, someone who would be a saviour for the world. This is what some of them said.
The prophet Isaiah said, "The Lord himself will give you a sign. A virgin will be pregnant. She will have a son and she will name him Emmanuel," which means God with us.
And the prophet Jeremiah said these words, "The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a good descendant in David's family. This descendant will be a king who will rule in a wise way, and he will do what is fair and right in the land."
And the king did come from David's family. And our first song this morning reminds us of that. So let's stand and sing "Once in Royal David City."
Thank you.
seat. And so, God's people living in Israel were waiting for the special one, a king to come. But nothing seemed to be happening for a very long time. Through the Bible, we see God's plan unfolding, the plan to send Jesus. Jesus was the king they had been waiting for. But when he came, it was not as they had expected. One day, the angel Gabriel came to tell Mary of God's plan. This is how the Bible describes what happened.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Come with us now to Bethlehem, a small town south of Jerusalem. 2,000 years ago, when Jesus was born in Palestine, the Roman Empire was strong, and Palestine was an occupied country. Augustus, the Caesar at the time, demanded that a census be held to count the people in their hometowns. Mary and Joseph lived in Nazareth, 120 kilometres from Bethlehem. Even though Mary was expecting a baby, they had to pack up their belongings and set off for Nazareth, from Nazareth on the road through the hills. Joseph lifted Mary onto their donkey and walked beside her all the way to Bethlehem, because that was where their family came from. As they approach Bethlehem, let's stay seated and sing of that special night. We're going to sing Silent Night.
Is
When they finally arrived in Bethlehem, hot and tired after their long journey, Mary and Joseph could find nowhere to stay. All the inns were already crowded with other travellers coming for the census. Finally, an innkeeper said they could sleep in the cowshed at the back of the inn. This is how the Bible describes what happened.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
So it was on that night human history was made. It was an amazing night. A huge bright star shone in the sky, and the Son of God, Mary's child, was born in a stable.
Think back across the centuries to that night in Bethlehem. Picture the scene. Feel the crisp night air. Walk up the road towards the inn. Listen at the door to the talk and the laughter inside. Now, go around the back, through the darkness, down the rough path to the stable. It is small and dark, with only a flickering lantern to light the way. There's straw on the earth floor.
Listen to the sounds of the animals. The cows are mooing and chewing their cud. The tired donkey which has carried Mary to Bethlehem is breathing heavily. Can you smell the milk and manure and animals and straw? It's a bright night, flooded with light from the enormous star overhead. And who is there? A baby? A very special baby.
We're now going to sing about that special occasion, and we're going to invite the children from Kids Church and Playgroup to come to the front, because we're going to sing On That Very First Christmas. And Emily's going to come out with the children, and they're going to do the actions for us so that we can learn the actions and sing the song with them. We're just gathering the crowd now. They're on their way. Here they come. What a beautiful group of children. So in this song, Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem. So Emily and the children will demonstrate the actions. I'll read out the line. Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem. So what's our action? So we're riding a donkey. Then the baby Jesus is born that night. So rocking the baby. The wise men came to worship him. And the shepherds told that the king is born. The angels singing glory to God. And at the end, we sing all of those consecutively through the last verse, one after the other. Okay, over to you. Enjoy.
It moves quite quickly, so try and keep up.
Everyone stand up.
Well done, everyone. Great work with all the actions. Fantastic. Please sit down. Take a seat. On the hills nearby were some shepherds out minding their sheep. It wasn't a great job. Most people didn't think much of shepherds in those days. They were considered to be unimportant people who couldn't get a better job. But God chose those shepherds to be witnesses to Jesus' birth. Out on that dark and lonely hillside, the night was quiet.
The fire had burnt down low. The men were sitting, telling jokes to one another. Somewhere close by, a sheep was bleating. Suddenly, the sky was filled with dazzling light. The glory of God blazed around them. And out of the centre of the brightness, an angel spoke with a message from God. The Bible tells us what happened.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
Stay seated now and let's sing as the angels did, as we sing "Hark, the Herald Angels Sing." So the shepherds left their sheep and came to Bethlehem to see what the angel had told them about. We're going to remain seated and sing while shepherds watch their flocks by night.
Meanwhile, in a country far away to the east, there were others whom God was calling to worship the baby. There were wise men who had seen a bright star in their skies, showing them that a king had come among the Jewish people. Listen to their story.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Now stay seated as we sing about those kings coming from afar. You might keep an eye out for their arrival and the gifts they bring to lay down before the baby Jesus. So let's sing "We Three Kings of Orient Are."
We three kings of Orient Are.
News of the baby's arrival had reached the far country where the wise men came from, and now all those who had come to the stable were spreading the word to their friends and neighbours. This is how the Bible describes what happened.
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
By now the townspeople knew that something special was happening that night in Bethlehem. They were filled with curiosity at what the shepherds had said and wanted to see for themselves what was happening. The stable is getting very crowded, just like Bethlehem was when there was no room at the inn. So let's all stand and sing together, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
Shepherds, wise men, and all the people joined with the angels, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen. It was a truly holy night that brought great joy to people all across the world. So let's rejoice and celebrate that joy together as we remain standing and sing Joy to the World. Thank you.
Please stay standing. In the years to come, people would see how God's plan was carried out. God's son Jesus, the servant king, born as a helpless baby to a humble family in Bethlehem, would die on a cross as the savior of the world. Just as the wise men of old offered him their gifts, so he calls us now to offer him our hearts and our lives in serving him.
But that's not the end of the story. Jesus has also told us that he is coming again, and next time, not as a baby in a manger, but to rule as king. Let's affirm this truth by singing, "See Him Coming."
To the one who loves us, honor and praise him forever. seat. Well, thanks so much for coming today. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Trevor Young, and my wife's down there in the pew. We were the ones dancing around, having a wonderful time. Isn't it a great time of the year? It's a great time to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And so what we're doing now, this is my first time of experiencing this day and this celebration. Seemingly we have a photograph that gets done now. Is that right? Good. But first, there's one of the few thank yous. Thank you to Karen and David. That's been great putting it all together. Thank you to all our folks. Awesome. Well done, kids. Thank you to the newsos coming through. Now, Karen, tell us, how do we do the photograph?
You say everyone
who wants to take a photograph, up you get now, up the front, and take a photograph that's here. Awesome. And I'm going to take a photograph from here, up against here. While the photos are being taken, Christmas Day service, Lord's Supper together, come and celebrate on Christmas Day if you're able to do so, Wednesday, 9 a.m. here on Christmas Day. Our regular church service times are at 9:30 on a Sunday morning, with kids' church as well too. There are many other things that go on in the life of Abbotsford Anglican Church here at St Andrews. And so please go to our website and you can see some of those things, like playgroup. If you're wanting to give thanks to God for the birth of your child and say thank you, there's a baptism services as well that we do. But we want to know God, we want to live life God's way here at Abbotsford Anglican, and to worship Jesus as our Lord and our Saviour. Now, seemingly, after this time here, there's a sausage sizzle as well too. And there's food out here, so you're all invited to stay and continue the fellowship and talk together. If you wish to give towards ministry in this place and beyond, understandably there's a plate at the back. You can place a gift of finance into that. That'll go towards ministry in this place and beyond. I'm now going to close in prayer. And then after that, we're going to have the nativity scene walking out to music, seemingly. And do we all stand for that? And watch that, or we can stand, or we can clap, we can, as they were walking out. But firstly, I'm going to pray. And we're mindful today, first and foremost, that it is celebrating and saying thank you to Jesus. But in my prayer too, I'm going to be mindful too of those who are suffering from the fires and our fieries at this moment too as well. So let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you for making yourself known to us and coming amongst us in your Son, Jesus. We thank you for sending him into the world to secure our friendship with you forever, to give us the assurance that we are now at peace with you forever, now and forever. And we look forward, Jesus, to you coming back again to take us home whenever that might be. We want to be the kind of people that you would be happy with, that we might be the kind of people that you can use, Father, for the extension and glorifying of your name and bringing good into the world. We're mindful today, Father God, of those who are affected by the bushfires. Our hearts and our prayers go out to all of them. Loving Father God, we're mindful too of maybe family and friends who are no longer with us, and we remember them. Today, we just thank you that there is more to life. Life in all its fullness can be found knowing Jesus, because you sent him into the world for us. And we here gather today and we say thank you. Thank you so much for sending Jesus. May what we've done today be a means of pleasing in your ears and eyes and heart. And we want to say, praise you, God. Glory to God in the highest. and peace to his people on earth. Amen. All right. Now I understand you're all going to walk out. Awesome. Let's stand.